It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
What?
Why aren't you wearing a GoPro?
I was shooting video, and I was taking pictures, but I was shooting, one of the gals was singing a song from a Disney movie while this other girl was over on the other side, and it's outside. So they have like seats for 40 or 50 kids and accompanying adults out on their big patio. And it was hot out yesterday, and these girls are all dressed up like princesses, and they're just these huge dresses.
Princess Eye, or whatever.
And it was really hot. And I think the girl that was playing, who's the mermaid?
Princesses.
No. Is that Ariel?
Princesses.
The girl playing Ariel passed out, like fainted because it was so hot.
She was like a fish out of water.
Yes. She was like a fish out of water. And
princesses.
She almost landed on a kid.
Oh, that's not very princessy.
What are you doing?
Trying to say the word right and not doing a very good job of it.
Princesses.
Princesses.
No, it's just princesses.
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 Okay, so now it's princesses. Because you want it to be princesses-y.
What?
Well, I want to use the adjective that's like princesses. It's princesses-y.
Princesses-y.
I hate you right now.
Princesses-y.
Well, how can your tongues do that?
Princesses-y. She was acting very princesses-y.
Princesses-y.
All of the princesses were acting very princesses-y.
I hate you right now.
I'm not sure what the problem is.
Apparently on my end, there's a big problem because I can't say the dang princesses-y and princesses-y.
Like, what don't you get?
Princesses-y-sessies.
Core concept? I don't know. It's like, I don't. It's just princesses.
Oh, I'm sorry that I have this problem, man. For God's sakes.
So you're the one handing out I'm the one who literally botched the patter song on Saturday. And yet, at least I can say princesses-y. And princesses. I don't know what to say, man. That
makes me a sad panda, is all I have to say.
Okay.
By the way, you know, I was actually listening to us, which you can do on the Mile High Sports app.
Yes.
And why did you guys do that to me on Friday to make me just sound so ridiculously crazy?
That was fantastic.
Why? I mean, why? It's like, why do you tickle someone when they obviously are crying for help and saying, stop tickling?
You know what? I'm going to blame this solely on Alex.
Alex!
Because we were.
Yes.
That was. Well, you started it.
How did I start it?
Because we were right in the middle of
I took a breath.
No, we were right in the middle of a good conversation, an actual sports, honest to God sports conversation. And right in the middle of it, you're like, wait. It's, you know what time it is. It's juicy. Here's what's juicy. And I'm like, wait, what? We were in a conversation.
Yeah, we were going to continue the conversation.
I didn't know that.
It was juicy conversation.
You were trying to work it into the sports conversation.
Okay, not well.
I didn't know.
Okay.
But then you're like, here's what's juicy. And then you just
look at
me. I didn't
say that.
No, the liner.
I took a breath.
That was like
here's
the longest
what's juicy,
breath.
Presented yes. by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Yes.
Okay, and I was going, oh.
But you're looking at me like you're expecting me to say something. I'm looking at you, and there's awkward guy-to-guy eye contact going on.
Guy contact is how that's pronounced.
And no, that's a completely different thing. That's guy contact.
Did you say guy-to-eye?
I said eye-to-eye guy contact. Dagnabbit. No, you got see?
Guy-to-guy eye contact?
Guy-to-guy eye contact, yes. That's what I said.
Guy-to-eye.
Guy-to-guy eye contact. You know, it's not like sort of you're at a bar and you make eye-to-eye contact with a pretty girl. That is a different kind of an awkward moment, but it's a good awkward moment. Whereas if you're randomly making eye contact with a guy and it's like it lasts for a while, that is not good contact.
Hey,
right.
Guy.
And so I didn't know what you were doing.
Well, I was breathing.
And so I'm like, well, say something. And then
I'm
then
breathing.
You started losing it.
Hello, breathing.
And then Alex took it from there.
Breathing. I can't breathe.
Dude, it was like, okay, no, here, play the liner again, Alex. Please.
Here's What's Juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
And breathe in.
No, you, let me show you how long it was. Do it again.
Here's What's Juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
I mean, I'm not kidding. It was like 10 seconds of silence. It was like the longest inhalation ever. It's like,
I think you're, I mean, I don't know. What people should do is they should go back and check it out.
I want to go back and check it out.
Oh, my God. You can check it out on the website as well.
MileHighSportsRadio.com. You can go to Audio Boom and look up the Darren Copeland Experience. You can also download the app for the mobile phone, Mile High Sports Radio app. And you can find us on there, and you can also stream us live through your app.
Wait, what? Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Stream us live through the app. Did you already check out? Have you already checked
out? No, I didn't. I was thinking about something else.
Of course you were. What were you thinking about, Darren?
Oh, no, stop it. Monkey playing cymbals? Why, what? No, I was thinking about, I was talking with Miss Annie, with whom we did the Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow thingamajibbers, and she was saying, she's like, well, you know what? I mean, I listened to it once, but, you know, I'm just like, well, you should listen all the time.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because just because we're not talking about you doesn't mean we're not, you know, differently odd and crazy.
No, we're talking about different kinds of things. I mean, let's be honest. We are unlike most sports radio shows in Denver. We don't spend an inordinate amount of time talking about the Broncos because, let's face it, they're not playing right now, and there's not much to report on. And all we're going to do right now is just yell at each other and make each other angry because we have such differing opinions on the quarterback situation. So we just don't do that. We will get to it, and we'll yell at each other and get.
Was there a fight today,
later.
By the way?
A fight?
I think there, I heard there was a fight.
At
practice.
Any, practice?
We're talking about practice.
Could have been. I don't.
I think it was between.
I honestly don't pay attention.
I think it was between
OTAs.
Derek Wolf and Bowles.
I could see Derek Wolf. Derek Wolf's mean. He's a mean guy. Is who you want? You want a mean guy? On
I'd like a couple
line.
Mean guys on offense.
Well, apparently we got a couple of mean guys on offense. We'll see how it turns out.
They don't seem to be acting very mean right now.
Well.
I mean, it seems to me that because all the reports are coming out that the defense is just totally smothering and making the offense look bad.
Listen, I think the defense really wants. I think the defense is embarrassed by last year. I think the defense knows that is the. Despite the fact that that was probably the worst offensive team ever in the history of the Denver Broncos, they still could have, as a team, gone to the playoffs had the defense played a little better. And I think they were embarrassed by not being able to stop the run.
Yes, but what I'm understanding is they're totally kicking the butts of the offense, and the offense is sort of like taking it. No one's fighting. I mean, that's just what I'm hearing.
It's always going to be a defense that is in any team, the defense is always going to have a head start on the offense, especially since Mike McCoy is probably putting in a new system. You've got all these different offensive linemen. I mean, from what I understand, this guy they picked out of Dallas is just nasty, like a mean guy.
Oh, so
all,
nice.
All kinds of attitudes.
It's so nice that we have mean guys again.
Well, yeah. It
makes me happy, getting like little flowers and butterflies on the inside.
Yeah.
That our meanness is stunning.
But this is probably the most we've talked Broncos in like a week.
Well, I mean,
which is fine, because why should we? What I'm saying is we're not like most other talk shows, sports talk shows in Denver. There are nights like tonight that we probably will not talk a lot of sports, but we'll find other things to talk about that are fun, like tongue twisters and movies.
Movies.
Reminiscing about where we were when the Broncos went to the Super Bowls.
Yeah, you were drunk at 15.
I was sober by the time the game was on. That's all that matters. Now, a couple years later, I was drunk before the second half started against the 49ers.
We all were because we were at least 18.
Yeah.
And I was in a country where you were allowed to drink at 18.
Yeah, well, I was just drunk. It was we were at a house party watching the Super Bowl, and I do not remember the second half. I also do not remember the second half much of the most recent Broncos Super Bowl beatdown against the Seahawks. I was at a friend's house and just got obliterated by. In fact, we were going to be doing shots for every time the Broncos scored, but then we decided let's do shots every time there's a score. And then we decided
that after the first play, didn't you?
Then we said let's just do shots every time the Broncos get a first down.
And then you were sober.
So we're like, let's just do shots. We just started doing shots.
Let's just do right thing out of the bottle.
So like halfway through the second quarter, we're like, you know what? This is stupid.
Let's turn this off.
We're not going to get drunk. Let's just
Like what I have always told people about that Seattle Seahawks Denver Broncos Super Bowl is that it was a way for the children of this generation to link back to their parents to understand exactly what it felt like to be going to Super Bowls in the 80s and getting stomped every single time, progressively worse.
Just getting hammered.
So it's just nice that like my children will have that understanding and that feeling of what it feels like to get absolutely gobsmacked, trounced in a Super Bowl.
You know what, though? Yes, the Broncos lost 4 Super Bowls. And the Bills lost 3 in a row.
4 in a row.
Four in a row. But unlike the Bills, at least the Broncos.
They've won 3.
Have won 3 of their own. So we at least know what it feels like to win.
Yeah,
and
you know what? It makes those losses a little easier to take.
A little easier. I'm still a bit embarrassed about that. I still can't watch that San Francisco game. It's
Nor
terrible.
Should you, because no one needs that much therapy.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Stuck in a bind.